Our first stop is London's poor, gritty East End, circa 1909, a time when tuberculosis can ravage a whole apartment building, industrial accidents maim child laborers. But the Royal London Hospital is there for them, never refusing a patient who can't pay. If you love medical history as much as I do, feast your eyes on the series London Hospital. Each episode draws from the actual Royal London's historical records, like case notes and autopsy reports. The result paints a vivid picture of what medicine was capable of at the turn of the last century and not so capable of, like giving patients on the operating table the right dose of anesthesia.
I have trained specialist anesthetists in the hospital at all times. Otherwise, to inconsistency.
The London loses a few patients to ether overdoses, and they're just a few of the casualties of the evolving science of medicine. One London hospital doctor nearly burns his hand to a crisp inventing the X-ray. A couple of other shows mine the same period, following different storylines. The Nick is a Steven Soderbergh creation from Cinemax, set in a turn-of-the-century hospital in New York. It's a cutting-edge and cutthroat kind of place. The institution hires a black surgeon, forward-thinking for the time, but he faces so much resistance he can barely get into the operating room.
So what do we have?
Pelvis is shattered. Need to resect the gut, set the bone somehow.
There's no time. Splint the hips, staunch the bleeds, and shove the rest inside.
I don't need your advice, Edwards.
He's right, Everett. Just do what
he says. The hospital's top surgeon battles a cocaine addiction. The series is lush, a little racy, and while it may not be entirely faithful to the facts of medical history, it does reflect what an incredible time of medical discovery it was. Lots of great surgery scenes, too, if you like those. And don't forget Bramwell, a series that aired in the late 90s. It's the story of one of London's first female surgeons. Her classmates shun her. She's barred from a job at a major hospital.
You are no longer welcome in this hospital.
A charlatan who butchers his patients for fat fees and to bolster his own pathetic reputation.
Get out before I have you thrown out.
I will not. I'll speak to the governors.
Well, the governors are in complete agreement with me. You are no longer to be allowed on the wards at any time. The female brain, being smaller and weaker, is not suited to scientific matters. God made women for other things than medicine.
But she opens her own clinic, and the professional community starts to come around. Okay, so maybe I'm a bit obsessed with medical TV, especially the historical stuff. But lucky for me, there's a smorgasbord of shows. Our next stop is Frosty Siberia, circa 1916. The quirky series, A Young Doctor's Notebook, is based on short stories by Russian writer Mikhail Bulgakov. And it's about a young medical graduate, played by Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame, sent to practice in a remote Russian village where conditions are primitive. His older self, played by John Hamm, comes along to relive his past. In this scene, the young doctor has just finished amputating a young peasant girl's legs. His older self tries to console him, but there are early signs he's not as wise or confident as he sounds.
Why did they send me to this godforsaken backwoods?
But you did a good job. She's alive.
I know, but look at her. What's left of her? What have I done?
You saved her. You just might have to settle for saving the world three quarters of a peasant at a time.
I can't do this for 2 years. I just won't be able to cope.
What are you doing?
Well, there's a bit left.
A bit of morphine?
You're only going to throw it away.
You've got to take it.
Is that a problem?
Yes, it is. You put it down, you're a doctor.
So I know what I'm doing.
Put it down.
I'd like to take you back to England for a final pick, the series Doc Martin. Here's one the whole family can watch, eldest to youngest. And for the binge watchers out there, multiple seasons are available of this very sweet comedy about an insensitive, blunt London doctor played by Martin Clunes. He returns to Cornwall to run the only clinic in a small village, but his manner rubs some residents the wrong way. In this scene, Dr. Martin Ellingham is approached just outside his clinic door by an inspector from the health board.
Yeah, we've had a few complaints about your manner, the way you deal with patients. I don't want to go into specifics, just to say that certain people felt you're a little brusque. Can I come in?
Brusque?
Yeah, first of all, I want to assure you that nobody's in any trouble here. But patient care isn't just about the right diagnosis, is it? We have a pastoral duty as well. What do you think is a doctor's greatest tool? Take a guess.
A thermometer.
No, it's these. When we listen, really listen to patients, we let them know we're here.
Can I just stop you there?
Sure.
That was the sound of Doc Martin shutting the clinic door, leaving the inspector mid-sentence. Eventually, the citizens of Port Wen embraced the prickly general practitioner. You know, watching this series makes me wish we all had a primary care doctor who knew us as well as Doc Martin knows his villagers' aches and pains, but maybe with a better bedside manner. Okay, that should keep you busy through the holiday season and beyond. Feel free to let me know what your favorite medical television shows are. And, of course, don't forget to listen to your radio, too. Doctor's Orders. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.